Stories Podcast.
Hey everybody, you're tuned to the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Saturday we have the weekly challenges. The topic this week is Crushed. Oh man, a week of this cough. I think it's getting better for me. I don't know about, you know who you have to take to the coroner first before taking to the doctor. So, anyway. We got a bunch of stories in this week, and let's just see who goes first. The winner of the poll last week was Bossery. Bossery did not send in a story this week. So we're just going to go in the order that I received them and be happy with that. So with no further ado or monkey vision or any of that crap, let's start off with Linda. Hey, Linda. How you doing? Hey, let's do this 100-word story thing.
Hi, everyone. It's Linda with a tale for the fans of Pride and Prejudice and zombies. Blah. There's no zombies, unfortunately. Not yet, anyway. Maybe afterwards. Enjoy.
Dearest Eliza, as I'm sure you recall, our cousin Jack has been undertaking the peculiar task of collecting bits of thread for the past 7 years, and I am grateful to you for your contribution of the clippings from your pantaloons. However, I must report the tragic news that our dear cousin was crushed beneath his great ball of fibers this past Thursday. Do not grieve, as Jack prized your threads above all others, and had little interest in anything save that hideous tangle. Had he not rejected my advances, I would have happier news for you. Regretfully yours, Gertrude.
Thank you, Linda. If I sound a little distracted or out of it, apparently I've got this Google Wave thing now. It's like a page with contacts and an empty middle bar, and nobody's found each other yet, and it's brand new, and I guess if it's brand new and it's some kind of social networking, just like Blue Mars, people will bash it for being boring and dumb, even though there's nothing in it yet, and it's just starting. Just like people were bashing Twitter for, well, there's nothing there. Well, you haven't signed up or, there's nothing there. Have you looked through the help or gotten to know anyone or, there's nothing there, stupid. I'm going to leave it just like I left Second Life and just like I left Plurk and just like I left all these social networks. I'm just going to go take a bath now and I don't even know why I'm talking to you. You know, that kind of thing. Just like podcasting, I guess. I mean, the weekly challenge, it was like a few people starting off. Now it's like a few more. And folks start in and they come in and they leave and they come back and they write stories. I mean, that's how it works. You don't freak out or, oh, this sucks. This is stupid. There's nothing here. Of course there's nothing there. I mean, you're there. You're nothing. You're like grumpy, grr, everything sucks kind of guy. Try it. See what it's like. Post on one of the things. Say, hey, what now? And someone will do it. Although I think Google ought to have more videos about it. I'm looking in the corner here. Is a video. Oh, boy, video. I'd rather look at cats doing funny things. You have cats on Google Wave? Whatever. Here's Steven, the nuclear man. He's got a story, and I'm just going to ramble all day, I think. I think that's going to be my shtick this week. Sorry about it. I just feel like it.
I loved Sally, though I couldn't understand why a model like her would be with a nerd like me. I told myself I would do anything to get a girl like her. That's why I didn't object when she squished the bug during sex. "It's what gets me off," she said. It had been so long, I didn't care. And at first, it was a little exciting. Then it was spiders, centipedes, mice, birds, a hamster. When it was finally my own head squeezed under her stiletto heel, I realized I didn't really love her. It was only a crush.
Ow, that's gotta hurt. Thanks, Steven. I'm sure folks are wondering if I'm going to say something about, you know, the whole thing that's happened this... No, I'm not. I've already posted stuff about it. There are folks that are, like, sending condolences, and I'm like, who died? Well, huh? Nobody's dead. Just someone saying, hey, I've had enough. It's like, cool. Jeez. Folks want to just, all over everything. And then there's one post, you know who, the great provoker of all. And I'm reading, it's like, okay. All right. Whatever. Man, some folks just want to live in a tornado, you know? Hey, want to live in a tornado? Hey, you got a good real estate deal? I'm going to look for a ranch house and inside plumbing and tornadoes. Bing! Hey, I'll put a bid on that house. Whatever. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. She was in a rush to look at leaves in the Northeast. I don't know why. Mist is chasing leaves, but that's, you know, she's a kitten. That's what she does. Anyway, here's Anima.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 182, The Bedtime Story. Thank you, Guy David, for the music. Once there was a little girl who did not like to go to bed. She'd do anything to stay up past her bedtime, even if it was only a few minutes extra. She turned the clocks forward just a minute or two each day. So by the end of the week, she would have a whole quarter of an hour more, all the sweeter because the time was stolen. Slowly, the minutes accumulated into hours. The hours became days, and in the end, the little girl was crushed by all the time she had on her hands. Good night, sweetie.
Thank you, Anima. You know, my favorite bedtime story of all time is, well, Children's Story by Tom Waits. Oh, it is so cruel. I love that one. I played it a year ago on here. I might do that again just for the heck of it. Although Tom Waits gets all grrr when you use his stuff, but you know, he doesn't even know I exist. I'm probably smaller than the smallest people he doesn't bother with. And that's okay. That's cool. That means that nobody comes around kicking sand in our little sandbox here. It's like, hey, where are you little puny people? Yeah. But it's okay if, like, we look at an Adam Curry and a CC and all those, and it's like, what's your point? What are y'all getting all angry about? Just deal with it, you know? Anyway, here's Zachman. He sent in a story this week. Welcome to the fun time, Zachman. I'm sure this is the least excitingly narrated show I've ever done, and that's okay.
I'm Zachman. This is my entry. Like the mailbox under the snowplow. Like the bleak buy-in box marked fragile. Like the shellfish the bird hit with the rock. Like rocks into cement. Like the peanuts for my sandwich. Like the bug underfoot. Like the corn under the grinding stone. Like the grapes for the wine. Like the oranges in the juice. Like the flowers in the pages of the dictionary. Like olives for oil. Like the garlic in the press. Like the aloe vera for ointment. Like the Mercedes in the baler. Like the acorn under the steamroller. Like the whiskey rebellion. I am crushed.
I'm going to say I like that. Thanks, Zachman. Ooh, wait. The Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch has a new video out. I'm going to have to check this out in a bit. Oh, man. Silas has posted up some pretty wacky stuff on YouTube here. And, well, it's his pure Silas, man. where a broken clock is, well, a broke with Silas, if a clock is broken on 420, it's right all the time. All right, here we go with Jay Radimus and his story.
Hello, this is Jay Radimus for weekly challenge number 182 for the prompt of Crushed with my story entitled Triple Crush. Life just kept getting worse. I was already working on a Friday night. Now had to serve my biggest crush's group date. Here's your Pepsi, Sierra Mist, and Crush. Your pizzas are almost done. Gina was giggling with a friend. The jock, Lance, according to his letterman's jacket, had his arm around her. Thanks, Spencer, he smirked, reading my name tag. Gina caught my glance and smiled. I blushed, started walking away, and tripped over Lance's outstretched foot. As I stood, their laughter and whoops stung my ears. Then I saw Gina laughing as hard as anyone. My soul was crushed. Thanks for listening. See you next.
Thank you, Jay Radimus. Oh, I'm so hard. I'm just sad to hear that all these people have been crushed. It's kind of a downer topic, isn't it? It's not kind of, there's nothing that's like, you know, happy about crushed. Has anyone come up with a happy crushed yet? Let's see if Jim's got a story here. Let's see if he's got a happy crushed story.
He walked down the street in the rain under the glow of the streetlights. The pain started just below his ribs under his left arm. It was always worse when the weather turned cold and wet. He thought for a moment that his brain must look like old wagon trails, the places where Y happened all worn with ruts from the constant traffic in those parts. Looking down, he saw that someone had left a single rose on the mat by the door. She had been here while he was gone. He bent down to try and pick it up, reaching for it. Then he remembered. The bones had been too fragmented, the nerves too damaged. The doctors had fused the bones. He stared at his useless hand for a moment, then straightened. He stepped on the rose, grinding the petals and stem under his shoe. Then he fumbled for his keys with his good hand and went inside. You've been listening to Crushed, written and performed by Jim Nicholson, recorded on Apple's GarageBand software, with music by Abacus.
Ah, GarageBand. You know, I don't have a garage, therefore I can't have a GarageBand. There are, like, people across the world that are using GarageBand without a garage. I think that ought to be in the system requirements. Next up is Norville Joe. Oh, you know, it's been a long week. It ended. The week ended with a snow cone. You see, we had this, like, quarterly conference call thing, and they gave out pizza and all sorts of stuff, and then people could listen at their desks and ignore all the calls coming in for, like, the business that we desperately need. And so they were talking about this. Oh, by the way, there's snow cones. And they had a snow cone vendor at the entrance. And they had just pulled the truck up. And they had, like, hundreds of flavors. And I chose raspberry, and it was good. But I didn't go crazy with, like, tiger stripe or blue bubble gum or dill pickle. I didn't get adventurous. I like to think that I'm adventurous with flavors, but I wasn't. I just got raspberry. It was good, so I was happy. My favorite flavors are actually cherry and grape, but I have cherry and grape and strawberry at home for my snow cone maker. Actually, I have blue raspberry, too. Oh, well. I should have thought about that some more. I probably should have had something wacky like Tutti Frutti. Tutti Frutti is like my favorite name for a flavor. I don't know what Tutti Frutti tastes like. I just like the name. And names that I like include Narvel Joe.
Hi, this is Philip Narvel Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 182 with a prompt of Crushed. The disco ball continued to spin. Spots of colored light whirled around the dance floor. ABBA sang Dancing Queen. Kevin lay supine on the empty gymnasium floor. His midnight blue crushed corduroy three-piece suit soaked the blood as it poured from the bullet hole in his chest. The crowd rushed away from the sound of the gun to reveal the pistol where it was dropped among the confetti and crushed carnation corsages. Kevin's date rushed back to his side and knelt, crushed. All her hopes and plans were just destroyed. The after-dance party would have to be canceled. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Aw, the after-dance party is canceled. That's usually the most fun part of the party, I found. Thank you, Narvel Joe. Ooh, I got these new headphones. I'm not using them right now, but they're wireless headphones. They're by Sony, and you just plug in the mini jack into the jack, and they power by induction. Well, they recharge, and you can walk around for like up to 150 feet. Within 150 feet of this computer, other than the patio, there's not, okay, the laundry room, but there's not much more that I'd want to be listening to. And these are huge, huge headphones. These are like 70s Princess Leia hairstyle headphones. And it's like, if I'm going to be walking around, I'm going to have the iPod and the mini headphones that I've got. Or I'm going to have the phone to my ear and I'm going to be recording something stupid. I don't know why I got these. They just look cool. I'm getting to the point where I'm now buying things because they look cool. Which shows that, you know, useless consumption. Yay, America! Oh, well. Next up is TJ. If you haven't heard recently, yes, he's in North Dakota.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we got snow this week, and this is Sermon. It could be part of the wing in the 747. It could provide a key element in the housing for a lightweight, life-saving nanotechnology. It could just become another beer can, the materials for which we didn't need to first invest the energy to dig up and refine. It's a crushed, very old Pabst Blue Ribbon can at the side of the road. You can see where it used to be one of those pull tab jobbers. It could still be any of those things, however. All that's missing is for you to pick it up and turn it in.
Beer cans. I don't drink that much beer. I use a lot for baking, though I haven't been baking all that much. I probably only bake like a dozen loaves of bread this year. I'm slowing down. And the bread machine is now on the shelf, while the rice maker is on the counter now, so that it can sit there and not be used. Well, I'm going to make a rice dish once a week. All I got to do is throw some rice in there, throw some water, hit a button. An hour later, rice. I mean, how stupid do you have to be not to be able to use that? But beer cans. I don't cook rice with beer. Although I could probably put beer in the rice maker and make beer rice. Should I try that? It's probably going to taste disgusting. Oh, we'll find out. So, thank you, TJ, and good luck with the search for beer cans. You know, that original SimCity, the original one, the real old one, the Commerce Towers, we used to call those beer cans because they were circular. Now, like SimCity, you got like Monopoly, SimCity, all whatever. You got building cities and Facebook and, God, so many options. And you have to everyone has to collaborate now. You can't just do something on your own. I'm reading a book.
Hey, plug into ebook where 10 people can read a book at once.
Leave me alone. Speaking of leaving me alone, here's a guy, David. He does the music for the beginning, the ending. He does the music that you hear when you get knocked unconscious and it's in your dreams and all the birds and stars are floating around your head. He does the music for that, too.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 182. I'm Guy. The topic for this week's challenge is Crushed. Enjoy! The crushed test dummy looked pissed. Are you trying to kill me? He asked indignantly. The tester just looked at him, blinking in disbelief. You are not real, he said. You can't be real. The dummy shook his head and rolled his eyes. Maybe I should teach you a little lesson, he said. Soon, the tester found himself in a test car, running at 150 miles per hour, towards a wall. As he screamed, the car crashed into the wall, and two airbags opened, saving his life. Oh, that looks like fun. Let's do this again, said the crash test dummy.
You know what? I'm going to start calling them crash test dummies, too. I like that term better than crash test. I know, I like the band Crash Test Dummies, although their last albums were, like, awful. Their debut album, great. The rest, ugh. Well, okay. One was okay. There's some good songs on that. But the Afternoons and Coffee Spoons. I think, though, that was the highlight. At My Funeral was good. But Crush Test Dummies is what I'm going to call them from now on. So thank you, Guy, for expanding my horizons. Or, not expanding them. Stretching them. Do you expand them or stretch your horizons? I don't know. Oh, well, maybe Jeffrey from Great Heights can expand our horizons. Remember, there's a 10,000-word creation myth thing. I'm going to wait till the last day and then do a lot of crystal meth and then write all the story at once. So, here's Jeffrey.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height, and this is my entry for the 100-word story contest. This is week number 182 with the topic of Crushed. Yeah, I know it's been a while since I've been here, but I've been kind of busy, so life goes on. And unfortunately, my travel schedule has done wonderful things to my voice. So you'll get the rough and barely able to speak Jeff today. Music I use today is Forgotten Prague by Mick Bourdais and the Lunacy Board. Thank you very much, Mick. Alright, so here's my entry, and I just called it Crushed. Being crushed is no fun. Ask Clark Kent, who was crushed by evil Superman in Superman 3. But really being crushed doesn't hold a candle to having your heart crushed. You're really crushed. Unless you're Clark Kent. There's an end in sight. If you get your heart crushed, that's a different story. Remember in junior high, you asked that girl to the dance, and she dumped you right there. You had to explain where your date was to your dad. Then she had the gall to invite you to her birthday party, expecting a good gift. Too much sharing. This was Crushed by Jeffrey Height. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, sorry for the voice, and see you next week.
Yes, too much sharing there. You should keep these things deep inside until they explode or boil over in a fit of rage. A tornado, as it will.
Have you found a house with a tornado on it yet?
No, don't start with me. Thank you, Jeffrey. Last up is Planet Z. I was wondering where Justin's story was, but I guess he's been busy and... Or everybody's sick and busy and getting ready for Halloween, and that's cool. And they're writing... I'm assuming that everybody's just writing for Jeff's 10,000-word creation myth thing. So that's going to be fun. I've actually been writing a little. I don't know if I'm going to get one done. I always give it a shot. We'll see. We'll see how it works. Planet Z, what have you got for me?
Crushed in the hydraulic press, the evil robot from the future reached out at his assassination target time and time again, barely missing her with each thrust of his powerful arm. "Must terminate you," said the robot. Then he stopped reaching, and his scary red eyes faded to darkness. His target, a bloodied and battered woman who would be the mother of the future resistance movement, sighed with relief. As she got up, the robot's arm grabbed her by the neck. "Fooled ya," it said. Its fingers crushed her throat and then tossed her corpse to the ground.
And that's it for weekly challenge number 182. Crushed. The text of the stories can be found in the show notes. There are podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorite stories this week. Just go to the show notes, go to the poll, and click on the little clicky boxes next to the names of the people that you like their stories. If you want to learn more about everybody who sent stories in this week or any week, the links are all in the show notes. Can I convince you to go to the show notes anymore? Probably not. I mean, you've probably got wireless there in that race car you call a car as you're rushing to work, putting on your makeup and combing your hair and, like, doing horrible things to yourself as you watch porn on the view screen that you ripped out of the back seat and put in the front seat because you're not supposed to have them in the front seat, but they have them in the back seat and the dealer went like, I don't know, you're not supposed to do this, but wink, wink, I don't know, you could always tell the Gus in the garage, Guillermo in the garage. Gus is not in the garage. Gus is like, you know, God. Where's Gus? Do you know anyone named Gus? Where is he? When you find that out, let me know. Next week's topic is going to be peace. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in your stories. Thank you for just being you. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.